yourself.
Short story writers do it. I tried to write myself out of my song, whether it was shyness or whatever it was. I wasn't totally conscious, but the ones that are the best, I think I do that.
Randy Newman may have been too shy to write songs that reflected his own life in any way, but he's never been squeamish about telling stories full of shock and humor. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Randy Newman may be best known lately for his soundtracks to movies like Toy Story, Cars, and The Princess and the Frog. But of course, he started out in a very different way. He came from a family of songwriters, and back in the early 60s, Randy began writing songs for other people. He only put out recordings of himself once in a while. In the early 70s, he started releasing satire and story songs, and his performing career took off. Randy Newman is an old-school songsmith, and his songbook series, Volume 2, puts his craft in sharp focus as old songs are performed with just piano and voice. When he came by Studio A, host Claudia Marshall got to ask Randy Newman about the creepy stalker character in his 1970 song, Suzanne.
I never thought of it as a stalker song, to tell you the truth.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, just talk a little bit about where this came from.
I'll tell you, I wrote it entirely as a... The guy in the song is certainly creepy.
You think?
But harmless. He's saying, I'm going to jump from the shadows. And that, what? And what? Try and catch your eye.
All right, that doesn't sound harmless just to me as a, you know.
I don't think it does anymore.
Interesting.
I mean, maybe it never did. But when I wrote it, it was for laughs. The guy, I saw your name, baby, in a telephone booth.
Right.
Maybe a laugh in a different time.
Right.
About it. I hope it was the truth. Took down on your number, looked up your address. And I wrote it in response to Leonard Cohen's Touch Your Perfect Body with My Mind. I wanted to do something.
I didn't realize.
That was as far away from that. It's a great song, though. So, I saw your name, baby. In a telephone booth. You told all about your mama. Boy, I hope it was the truth. Took down your number. Looked up your address too. I was hoping that maybe you could love me too. I'm gonna wait in the shadow for you to come back.
When did you start doing the film scores? And was that sort of a foregone conclusion given your family history?
Yeah. It sort of was, I think. When I was... 5, 6 years old, was 6 and started to play piano. And so I thought, when I thought about it at all, that maybe that looked like a job that maybe you could do. I mean, it didn't look possible. It looked so difficult when I'd see my uncle working and all. But it looked like I saw someone earning a living with music doing that. So I think that's what I wanted to be.
And when the call came, was it a call that came? They said, Randy.
No, I had others. I turned down a number of them. And then I thought I should do one because I think I was turning them down because I was scared to do it.
It's not an easy thing to do, right?
No, and it's scary, too. The beginnings of things are scary. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Randy Newman playing live in Studio A with You Got a Friend in Me and Suzanne. His new release is the Randy Newman Songbook, Volume 2, Take 5, produced today by Paul Chuffo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.